Bo mi name Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak Hamaske Beis Chadeiroi bar Boasov Cheskosei Boduk Oy Ein Cheskosei Boduk. What should a soicher assume? He came in on the Arbasre, Rashi said in the morning, Arbasre Shachris. Mi mechaskin in lehai masker, the vade bot goy emesh, kemitzvah schacham meiloi. Should the soicher assume that the masker did what he was supposed to do? We saw in the previous sugya that the Gemara was takim a supik, but the Gemara's maskana was that the koiveya, who has to do bedikas chometz by a matzav of masker v'soicher, is if at the tchilas halayla, whatever it says in the Pesach handbook, when bedikas chometz is supposed to be, if there was, quote, mesiras mefteichos, which is either the key, the kinyan, both, the soicher is already, like each rishon, set in the situation that he should be doing the bedikah, and then avadu mechayev the soicher. But if the maskir was still there at the beginning of this man bedikah, it remains that the maskir is chayev, and we had a stira in the yukim already from the Rosh Yosef in the previous Rashi. What would be if the rental happened in the middle of the night? Or in the middle of 10 o'clock at night, 3 o'clock in the morning? Do you say the maskir was already chayev to do bedikah or not? But in our sugya, we're going already la'achar that we paskin la'maskona that avada, the soicher has to do the masker has to do the bedikah. We're talking about that the soicher enters first late at night, or even better, the way Rashi says, the next morning, he's first getting the keys, the kinyan, and getting his act together in the morning of Yudalid, so which avada, the masker should have done the bedikah, and that's takadidin. Now clears the Gemara, what if he doesn't know? So the Gemara asks the obvious shayla, why don't you just ask him? L'mayinaf gemina l'shayle. Why don't you just ask him? Why do you have to declare if you're relying on a chazaka? Just ask him. Zok t'gemara, the leisa l'hai v'l'shluye. The masker is not available. And therefore, back to the question, l'atruche l'hai mai. Are we matriach the soicher? The Makar Chaim speaks out. Even though we're going in a situation that l'chayre, the masker is chayiv, but if the masker didn't do it, klapei shmaya, if you would know that the masker didn't do it, or the Gemara Sufik, if maybe he didn't do it, the soicher is chayiv. Later on, there's even going to be a shayla, can he file for mekach tois? He said, I didn't want to have to hassle with bedikah in the morning. Maybe he's allowed to, that's later on, that's already the hoish and mishpat aspect of it. Oh, but the etzem idea that the soicher has to do the bedikah, frek the makar chayim, why? If the masker is chayiv, it was the masker's chayiv, why should the soicher have to do it? Explains the makar chayim, why do they both have to do it? And especially, let's talk about the soicher. He's going to be living here the whole Pesach. There's going to be a Shama Yavi Lachlai. He better do a bedikah if the masker didn't. I always said the masker has to. We're not going to make both of them do a bedikah b'pashtus if there's no need to. We're not going to be matriach both. That's why the Gemara stresses tircha. We're not going to be matriach both. So the masker was supposed to, but frek the Gemara. But if the soicher doesn't know, if the masker didn't, could he rely? Pnei Yeshua speaks out that this shaila, if you assume that a person did a bedikah, is negaya and relevant not only by a sirus. It could be negaya by a mekach. And the truth is, it could even be negaya by b'nei beisai. I don't know what the scenario was, but they're not in contact with their father exactly. But the b'nei habayis don't know if last night the baal habayis, the baal habayis, did the bedikah. Should they assume he did or didn't? So that's the Gemara Shiloh. Do you assume it's cheskasi bodeh? The Gemara is going to bring a raya. We're going to get to it on the base as the sugya develops. We're not going to go further than that yet, but it's a very cryptic Gemara because, hello, the Gemara Shaila was, could we assume without asking, when you're not able to ask, was the bedikah done? And the Gemara quotes a brisa, seemingly unrelated, that talks about, are you allowed to believe an Isha Eved of a Katan if a bedikah did or didn't happen? What does that have to do with whether you assume it's Cheskasi Badik? It's a big arbit. Tosis deals with it, the Gemara itself deals with it, and we're going to see how the sugya develops. But to the crux of the Shaila, do you assume that there's a Chazakah? And again, the knage from the Makar Chayim, even if the masker is supposed to do it, but if you know that he didn't, or like the tzad, that you have to be choishes that he didn't, so then the soicher has to do bedikah. I want to declare, I think we ended this last time, what about fakert? What about if the soicher already enters on your gimel, or on your days? So avada the soicher's chayiv. But the masker knows that the soicher is not going to be doing bedikah. He's not from. Is it the masker's chayiv? Does it go the other way also, that a masker is chayiv? Or even a moicher, how you talking? You sell your house, you have to be worried who's the new buyer, if he's going to do a bedikah. How far should you take that? Rashi says shachris, ba'arba asar shachris. I want to speak out a few different pshatim. What is Rashi speaking out shachris? Shachris lafuke what? What does Rashi want with shachris? Lafuke what? So Pnei Yeshua says an interesting pshat. Shachris means the morning of Yudalad. Says the Pnei Yeshua, I'm going to say four pshatim. The erste pshat is, says the Pnei Yeshua, what does Rashi want shachris? La'afuke, if it's already chatzois hayoim. Think about it. If it's Erev Pesach, and it's already now after chatzois, would you have the same sugyo? Says the Pnei Yeshua, no. The sugyo here is shachris. Yudalim, in the morning, the soicher comes to his rov and says, what should I do? I rented it. I be'etzem, according to protocol, I learned the sugyo from soicher from Masker. I first entered late last night or early this morning, and therefore the Masker should have done it. So the Rav says, so just ask him. He says, he's not around anymore. Am I mechayev to do bedikah? That's the case of the Shaila. Says the Pnei Yeshua, okay, that's great. But if it's already 2 in the afternoon, and by the way, not that the Seicher entered 2 in the afternoon. The Seicher entered late at night or early in the morning. But if he's first coming to the Rav at 2 o'clock in the afternoon saying, what should I do? The Masker, Chayr was supposed to have done a bedikah, but I can't get through to him. Do I have to do a bedikah? Chayr says, sugya. Says the Pnei Yeshua, no. Vadai, the Seicher has to do a bedika. Vadai, the Seicher has to do a bedika. Because the whole shaila here is that you're going to do bittul. And then you're going to be dealing just with a derabbanan. And if you're dealing with a derabbanan, are you allowed to rely on a chazaka? Could you assume a whole sugya? But if it's after, zok the Pnei Yeshua, shachris, not after chatzois. Because if it's after chatzois, and again, retainer, not that the Seicher entered after chatzois, the Seicher has been there since the morning. But he's first now coming to ask the Rav, what should I do? It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't know if the Masker did a bedika. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Bidas Rashi, Avadi, you better do a bedika.
So what difference does it make? So before Chatzos, you're going to ask the Rav. He's not going to do
if he asks the Rav before Chatzos, the Rav will tell him, do bittul. And how could the Seicher do bittul? If not his chametz, we dealt with that. We'll talk about that again still. The Seicher can do bittul. And now that he did bittul, he's dealing with a Rabbanan. Hulai, and that's Taka the Maskana, like most Rishayim. He could rely that the Masker did it. But if it's already 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and Anachaf, he didn't do bittul, he probably said Kol Chamira. He probably said Kol Chamira afterwards.
Why is there a chazaka that he did bittul? Or was even the
shayla? I'm going to talk about that. About who did the bittul? Excellent shayla. I'm going to get to that. Do we assume that the Masker did bittul? I'm going to come to that. But assumingly not, says the Pnei Yeshua. So if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, then Avada, the Seicher does have to do bedika. That was the first shot of the Pnei Yeshua. The second shot of the Pnei Yeshua. I'm only going to say two pshatim from the Pnei Yeshua. Then we're going to say a pshat from the Rosh Yosef. All that shakras from the Rosh Yosef and then the Sfasemis. But the second pshat of the Pnei Yeshua is exactly gnoi opposite of the first pshat. The second pshat of the Pnei Yeshua is, if you rent an apartment on Yudalit, and in this pshat of the Pnei Yeshua, you're first showing up at 2 o'clock. If you rent an apartment at 2 o'clock from someone, you first get them a serious meftechis at 2 o'clock. And you want to know, and Avada, the Masker was already chayav bedika. And the Chora, that's the Shaila of Al Gemara. Should you assume the Masker did the bedika? And the answer is, the Pnei Yeshua says, Avada, you don't have to do bedika. Avada, the Masker did it. Maybe you can clear choice. Maybe your Masker doesn't do bedika the night before. He has other things to do. He's renting it out anyways. But if it's after Chatzos, rest be assured, Avada, the Masker did do a bedika. Mamash mikatzah lekatzah, opposite pshatim. Again, I'll stress it. Both are saying why Rashi says shachris. Shachris is before Chatzos. Yeah? So Rashi's saying like this. Like the Pnei Yeshua was Erev Pshat, it's got to be Shachris, because if it's after Chatzos and the Seicher doesn't have his backup, I could do Bittul plan anymore, then Bevadai, we're dealing with a Nervin of a Doiraisa, and Avada the Seicher is not allowed to rely on Chazak, and he does have to do Bidika. And the second shot is Pung Fakert, that means Firdais, the second shot is Pung Fakert, that if you, and this shot, if you first, the rental first started, then it's your Smithetis, first was after 2 o'clock, you wonder if the Masker did a Bidika. After Chatzos, the guy's giving you a house without, maybe at night not. Maybe, you know, earlier, but not after Chatzos. That was the Pnei Yeshua. The Rosh Yosef, Brim Gadim, he says a different case. He says, there's a shtickle sphere in Rashi. Rashi says, if you rented Arbos or Shachris, do you assume that the Masker did a Bedika Esh Emesh, last night? 1 second. Morning or last night? Catch on. Nafkamina, what would be if the rental was at 10 p.m. or 3 a.m. in the middle of the night? Could you assume the Masker did a bedika? You know, we spoke earlier in the sugya that lechatchila you're supposed to do the bedika at the tchilas halayla. There was all kind of hesber. First was reason makdim lemitzvah, or even more. That's when it's or haner yofel a bedika. We were medayken and derived, and another mishnah. Does it need to do bedika right away at the beginning of the night? Assuming that it only takes an hour to do bedika. That's what the Rosh Yosef wants to say. The Rashi's kvetching. Shachris tells us that he probably, if it's the next morning, you can assume that the Maska did a Bedika. But if you're renting it at 9 p.m., to assume that the Maska did a Bedika, Mamash, that out, maybe that not. The Chazaka that the Maska did the Bedika, maybe it's only if it's the next morning, not if it's within those few hours. So Kapana, the Bnei Yeshua said, two Pshatim, opposite Pshatim, Shachris as opposed to Chatzos, the day later. The Rashi Yosef is saying Shachris as opposed to the middle of the night. One final Pshat, I want to finish from the Sfas Emes. I talked about it already, the Etzem Shailah. The masker disappeared. Let's assume you know who the masker is. You're not dealing with an agent from an Airbnb. You know who the masker is. You want to know, did the masker do bedika? Why don't you just ask him? He's not around. Okay, but what kind of guy is he? He's from El Chiyid. He's Epes Nishta Zoy Gevay. You know, there should be levels. Does he have a Cheskes Kashrus? He's a Hal Gebakta guy. What kind of person is it? Isn't that part of a Shaila? You know someone like that? One?
The guy has a house, so he's going to his house first. But he has 2 houses.
Yes, 12 houses, this guy. Right, so he can make a shliach. He can make a shliach.
The
chazaka could be there. He'll make a shliach. But again, the shaila is the chazaka, do we assume, or what kind of person we're talking about? But the Sfas Emes makes a knesh. He says, are we talking about someone, it's not about this, from what you're talking about, someone that you dial in the morning, light bulb, woke up and says, oh, I want to rent this house out? Until then, he wasn't chaloming about renting it out. He was planning to be that was his house. And in the morning, he gets up and says, oh, let me rent this out, Taka. Or no, we're talking about that this was planned from 3 days, or from 3 months ago already. Careful now. Where would you assume is more of a natiya leaning towards to assume that the masker did do bidika? What would you say? In a case when he knew in advance that he was planning to rent it out from a few weeks ago, said the Sfas Emes, maybe then Fakir, he doesn't care. He's anyways renting it out. Dafka, when it's coming as a surprise, you should assume he did bidika because last night he wasn't chowing about the rental yet. Last night, now he has another house. This is the house. So Avadi the Bidika like any like the Mishnah says on that base, you're not gonna be holding on the Dalit, or the Barabas, or Baitness of Hamits. But here's the question then. So Rashi's saying Shachris. In the morning he woke up, he decided what's gonna rent it out. But the question is like this: so where is Taka the Sugi going? By the surprise rental? Or by the case when it was assuming?
That's a different
style of what kind of guy is. Yeah. No, he just says, he wants to say the city is only going when you surprise him. Now, I'm going to talk about the guy. I answered the two things. I apologize. I made a mishmash of things. Okay. Now, one second. We were asked, what about the bittul? You know, should the soicher assume that the masker did bittul? Let's ask even simpler. Should the soicher assume that the masker did should the soicher assume the masker did bittul? Let's go preliminary. Should the soicher assume the masker did bittul? So, first of all, you know, it's interesting. When the Gemara says, Lamai nafkamina nishaylei, so it says he's not around. If he is around, what are you going to ask him? Both. Ask him about Bedika and Bittul. But if you didn't, and he's not around, so now what about the Bittul? So Bittul, you have a few options. First of all, if it's before Chatzos, we'll assume the Soicher could still do Bittul. But more than that, maybe the whole Svar that a person has a Chazaka that he didn't do Bedika, because maybe it's a big Tircha. Bittul, maybe it's easier to assume that everyone did Bittul. Or maybe the Gemara Taka means both.
Player should have second shot if he does not assume he did Bittul.
Right. That's what you asked then, and I said, I'm going to come back again. And he's assuming that he didn't. Now, just because the person put him a mezuzah, he's talking about somebody coming into a random
Then you have to check if it's a percussion mezuzah. Maybe it's still putting a mezuzah.
So then you can assume he did the mezuzah. I don't know. People are sometimes, it could be, but people sometimes are selective. I think maybe you know who the guy is. You know the Esmas, he's not around to ask if he did Bedika. It's not like you're out of the blue, you're landing in an apartment in the middle of nowhere, you don't know if it's a Yid or a Goy or a Chalain or anything. Now, about this question of, shouldn't the identity of the Masker, whether he's super from, extra from, not so from, depends where he's from, all these things, that's not what the Sugya is about. I want to talk to say in a Kudam the Sugya. The Sfas Emes, the different stickles Sfas Emes, he speaks out a fascinating thing. The Gemara is clearing the Lomdish Shaila. Avada is a chazaka that the Maskir did Bedika. Which chazaka is that? Cheskes Kashrus. And again, without getting involved in his identity, he's a regular guy. He's a good thing. The chazaka is that the Maskir did Bedika. You know what the problem is? The chazaka of the bias is that the bias had chametz. And a bias is becheskes any bodok. And the Gemara is clearing the lomdish shaila, not an identity crisis, what kind of guy this is. How do you measure when on one hand you have a chazaka that the masker did a bedika, but you have a chazaka that the bias is not bodok? That's the longest of the Shaila. And this Be'emes is like in a mikvah. We're going to soon see that there's a big yesod in the sugya from the Shaar HaMelech in Hilchos Mikvois, and it's not a coincidence that it's in Hilchos Mikvois. Because what's the classic case by a mikvah? The guy is Becheskas Tomei. He was Toivel. The mikvah was Becheskas Yemolei. But now there's a problem. There's not enough water. Do you assume he was Toivel and a good one or not? It's always about the person against the, well, there it's the mikvah, here's the house. So who's the two things we have the spotlight on over here? The maskir, we don't know, did he do Bedika? And there's a chazoka that says he did. Which chazoka says that he did? What? Cheskes Kashris, the assumption of a regular guy. Which chazoka says that the bias is not Baduk? A chazoka de Meikara Aza. It's not the same coin. Cheskes Kashris is not a, some people say Cheskes Kashris is a chazoka de Meikara. People are born tzaddikim before the bris, and hopefully they should stay that way. It's not, this is Elbazah. But the person has a, by the way, what is Cheskes Kashris? Some say it's a roif. Roif people are kosher. There's other ways. I'm not going to give now a whole umbrella chazaka. You should, but I think. But again, we're dealing with this, the cheskes kashrus of the maskir up against the cheskes inay baltic of the bais, and that's the crux of the Gemara Shaila. Fret the svasemis. There's a third player over here, the soicher, and he also has a chazaka. What a chazaka does the soicher have? Chazaka that he's potter from doing bedika. I don't get what he says, but that's what he asks. He says the soicher is becheskes ptur, and he blames shver the svasemes. Why isn't that another factor in the sugya? Why are we only putting up front center over here the cheskes kashrus of the masker that he did do a bedika up against the chazaka of the bias that it does have chametz? Why aren't we also talking about the chazaka of the soicher?
Because it's in his hands to do it now.
More than that, why is the soicher different than any other year? Every other year is the cheskes potter from bedika.
That was the he said.
No, that's something else. That's something else.
I'm saying by mikvah, it's like two chazakas against each other, and there's no other factor.
There's no other factor. Here, there's another factor.
You can have the other to fix it.
Exactly, but there is no other factor because but he wants to say that there's another tzibah to be potter because the seicher is becheskes potter. Why? Because last week was Purim and he wasn't chayv and bedika. Every year is not chayv and bedika until Pesach is landing on you. But then, why is the seicher more becheskes potter than any other yid who now Pesach is landing? Pesach suddenly comes, no matter what. I'm telling you, it happens every year. No, that he's potter. Because if it's chazaka that he didn't do bedika, that would be a reason to be mechayiv. Nice try. The svasemis is saying that the soicher has a cheskes that is potter because he wasn't chayiv in bedika b'pashtus. It wasn't his house. He wasn't. I don't know what cheskes potter that is. What?
That was in the masker. That is actually reason masker is just to do it.
I know,
but it's
within the masker's mechanism. He shouldn't be treated as another leg in the thing. I hear. But now Rabbi said we're starting. Now we're going to start the sugya. When was Shachris Nachamol? The guy, Shachris Yadal, yeah? It's been his man. Tainus Bechayrim. Don't want to be late. Yudalit Shachris, the soicher comes to his rav, and he says, what should I do? The maskir is lesser kamon. Could I rely that there's a chazaka that he did a bedika? Which chazaka? Cheskes Kashris. Or you don't know, the bias is the cheskes badik, and maybe even though, so the first the rav says, 1 second, when did you get the mefteches? So if he says, I got the mefteches at 3 o'clock in the morning, the rav gets all excited. He says, oh, there's a rosh yosef about it. But he says, no, I got the mefteches first at 7 a.m. So, shachris. I got it by shachris. Yeah, keep it generic. I got it by shachris. So the Rav says, he says, Hersu, mitzad the sugyo, really the mask is chai. The circle says, yeah, I know, but I can't ask. He's go ask him. He's not around. So what should I do? So the Gemara's specific, is there a chazaka or not? Let's say there's no chazaka. So what's the circle situation now? Freeze the chazaka. What's the circle situation? Does he know if there was a bedik or not? The cheskes kashas that the maskir did. The cheskes ibadik, whatever. You know, we said too much later. Say, let us put cheskes ibadik on the side. There's no chazaka. It's irrelevant chazaka. Does the soicher know if there was a bedik or not?
No.
So if he's mesupik, when in doubt, safter rabban chul. What happened to safter rabban chul? Baam kasha. No, the Rebbe said, this is a miracle. This is not a knesh. This is the hearts of the sugya. The person has to appreciate we're the hearts of the sugya. The Gemara is telling of it. 1 second. The Gemara is telling of it. That there's a nidin about chazaka. We made it even more elaborate. The chazaka of the house, the chazaka of the mosque, the chazaka of the soicher. Is there a chazaka? 5 minutes mitzvah chazaka. You have a suffix. If you have to do b'dikas chametz, bittel of avad is going to be done. You can forget about the pnei shua now. Bittel is easy. Bittel was done. The maskim will do bittel. The seichel will do bittel. It's still before chatzais. Let them both do bittel. The rav will do bittel with him. Everything is going to be fine. So 1 second, let me say the question. So the chayyer, what is the gemara declaring if it's a chazaka or not? Hensich the ganze zach. Mi suffix. It should be suffix to rabbanon lekuli. She goes to learn. What? Because bedik is the rabbanon. Yeah, thank you for that. Because bedik is the sense bittel. My bad. Elaborate. Since bittul was already done, we're dealing with the bedikah the rabbanim. Of the rabbanim the gedin, you have a suffix. What's the suffix? By the way, before lumbus, what's the suffix? Did the master do the bedikah already or not? I don't know. Why are you asking? He's not here. So if you're a suffix the rabbanim lakula. So there is a mahalach. The Maram Chalava asked this kashan. The sugi the Maram Chalava says he says no. By bedikas chametz, it's ikal mukamalei. Get your act together. You can do a bedikah. Don't just suffix lakula me. Go do a bedika. It's unclear what he's saying.
The less brayra you rely on that follow, but it's in your hands to do it, to
do it. Oh, well, they talk about that lagabi asking the maskiroso. You want to say who are the lagabi bedika? That's called equilibrium. It's not so pushy. Excellent, excellent.
Press the button.
No, I know. I know, but what if it's more than pressing a button? I have an issue about that. I'm going to see. No. I don't want to. I want to keep it under the wraps. One second. What?
It's not subject.
It is. No. At 9 o'clock in the morning, now it's a suffix if it has to be done. Because if it was already done, it doesn't have to be done. We have a suffix if it has to be done, and we have a suffix. So this is what? Oh, the whole thing is suffix. There's a famous Magid Mishnah that's quoted, and there's other makaris to this, and this is going to be a big issue we can use a lot. And I want everyone to be familiar with the concept. If it's a cousin of the Maram Chalav, it's possible. Bedikas chametz al hasuffik niskina. The whole concept of bedikas chametz was on a suffix. Hurry, otherwise forget it. God just say, maybe there's no chametz. Why do I have to do the biggest chametz? Mokish machnis me chametz. It's vadai. It's a bakery. It's not a call, the second guest bedroom on the fourth floor. Maybe someone, a guest, may look chametz, maybe not. I have to check. The martev. Yes, bedikas chametz doesn't have the rule of suffix the rabbanon lekula, because the whole point was that it should be sterile to suffix. There are other mahalchim, and I want to say only one more, though. The Shara Melech and Hilchis Mikvois. Shara Melech and Hilchis Mikvois says, the bias is ischazik yisura. The bias is becheskas chametz. And the fact that the bias, Allah Nech Tvanagansiyar, had chametz, so the bias is ischazik yisura. By a matzav of ischazik yisura, you don't say suffik the rabbanon lekula. Fakert. You would have to be machmir. Unless there's a chazaka, clears the Gemara. So is there a chazaka or not? That's the shaila. Is there a chazaka or not? Let the bittul take away the ischazik yisura, and bittul was done already by both them last night. The teretz is on the Beizam and Aleph. Extra note, it's very important we're speaking this now. On Beizam and Aleph, we spoke out that even after bittul is done, and yes, technically, really, Nikra did the rice on the third day of Chol HaMoed, you can invite your friend and his macaroni and poulet all over the house, and he asks the Rav Yid, what's going on? And he says, I did bittul. And he asks him, what's that? And he says, it's a machlokes rashi toisus on the Aleph on the Beizam, but I don't have to do it. But then we said, no, but it's not enough. Why not? Machloik is Rishonin. Twice this. Shemayavalachloi. Rashi. There's a flaw. Whatever that is still Mechayiv you. Now, that is still Mechayiv you. And really, the masker should have done that last night at 9 o'clock. And if he'd be around, I would ask him in Takavim Avar. And if he tells me he did, I can trust him. Why can't I trust him? We have to talk about that also tomorrow. But he's not around, and I can't trust him. And now the Gemara is Mesupik. So is there a Chazaka? The Cheskes Kashas or the Chazaka that says the master did it or not. And we are asking, the Chazaka, why isn't it suffix the Rabbanon lekula? And on that we're answering, either Bidigas Chametz is ala suffix niskana, quote of a Magid Mishnah we have to see, or Ikala Mekam ala the Milsa Maram Chalava, which we're having a Machloikas here, what the Maram Chalava means, or I want to speak out this Yisoid of the Shara Melech. There's a Cheskazak Yisura. Tell me though, do you have to do Bidigas Chametz by a suffix? You know, there's a suffix could be, everyone knows, by suffix the Sveka the Dina and suffix in Metzius. Let me ask you something. The Martev, I don't know, I saw a Mivchan on the first daf for the Beis Amar Aleph. A test. So like there were 7 questions on the Beis Amar Aleph, like 5 of them were about the Martev, Beishameh, Beisila. I said, I would have flunked the test. I didn't even do Martev so much. But there's a machlekes Martev where you do the first 2 full rows or only the first two barrels. It's a whole sugya, yeah? So it's a machlekes b'shami b'silah. You have to be machmer now misafik. When you have a sfeik in the din, if you should pass my b'shami b'silah, but it's not a safik. Well, you know, it's not a machlekes anoyim. It's a machlekes man taz, the Mogen Avraham and taz about a certain case of b'dikas chametz. And now it's a shayla if you have to check in a certain case. So now, b'dikas chametz ala safik niskana. Or b'chal, metzias. A guy has Baruch Hashem, 18 room house. And he's trying to figure out what to do with the bedikas. So someone says, what about the fourth room under this? You have to do it. Will we ever machnas chametz this year? And he doesn't remember if it was like, every once in a while they use the room. He doesn't remember if the last time they used it was 2 years ago or 4 months ago. He doesn't remember. It's suffic, you have to do bedika. And that also, this bedikas chametz ala suffic niskana, side by sveke the metzias, side by sveke the dina. What's the rules about that? Okay. Zok the Rosh. We have to still see the whole Gemara on Amid Beis, but the Gemara is going to attempt. Did the Oilam turn to Amid Beis? Anyone knows what's the Maskana? I know the Gemara brings a price about when you believe in every Yeshiva Katan and it goes back and forth. You trust them, you don't trust them. You could have trusted them. What if they did? They said they didn't. I was there. I came back. At the end of the day, can you get me back to the original case? It's 9 o'clock. He's asking the rope. Is it Cheskasi Badek or not? According to many Mishayim, it's a Machlaikis. According to many Mishayim, it's an Ibai Glitchin. Not everyone. According to many Mishayim, it's an Ibai Glitchin. So the Rosh says, it's important, Zok the Rosh. One line of the Rosh, but Mama's very important, because the island's going to have a crisis now. You should. Zok the Rosh, V'lo Yishit Tahach Boy. We're going to get involved tomorrow in the whole Shiloh, whether you trust every Yishiva Katam. But Lagavi the Shiloh, Cheskosei Bodek, when the masker is not around, Lo Yishit. Therefore, Zok the Rosh, Yeira Sheyocha Levatel, assuming if it's before Chatzais, the have a suffix that I've run on Vaslina on the Kula. I'm going home. What just happened? See, you got it. Yeah. What just happened? We're just explaining the whole sugya. The whole sugya was, do you say a chazok or not? And we're saying, what do you need a chazok? Just be makel. So we explain, you're not makel by bedikas chametz. Zok the Rosh. And since it's a suffix, so we go to Kula. I mean, the whole sugya, what's the... Now, first of all, I have a technical problem. The Rosh says, no problem, just do bittel. Who should just do bittel? Let me just milk that again for a minute. Who should just do bittel? The Seicher, obviously. The masker, we don't know where he is, right? Yeah, so we ran out of options. Okay, not the Rav, who's asking.
You're in touch with him, yes, he did bittel.
I know, but the point is that you're not in touch with him. So how could the Seicher do bittel? It's not his chametz. I know we kept on touching it. Let me touch it now more front. What's the beer, geder, matzev that the Seicher is doing bittel on chametz that's not his? If bittel is hefker or bittel is he making an offer, it's not his chametz. Oh, so he's doing it for the masker. Did the masker tell him to? So there is a chat in the Makor Chaim that he's acting as a shliach for the masker. But we the whole time were going with the Mogen Avraham's chat. He's doing it since the beginning of the Sikha Masker for Seicher. There's an assumption that the masker is makne the chametz to the Seicher. And kilu, it's the Seicher's chametz. The Mogen Avraham says it. And the Mogen Avraham says that's what the Seicher could do bittul. And Mokhairu, there's a stark right to this Mogen Avraham from this rush. But I want to add a knesh. There's a problem. The Gemara at the beginning of the Sugya Masker Seicher, I mean, you could say a lot of tires, but the words were, do you say the masker has to do the bedika because, quote, Chamira Didei, or does the Seicher have to do it? Because Yisur B'Shizikai, what does it mean Chamira Didei? It's the masker's chametz, but I thought the Magen Avraham is giving us some kind of a word that it's not the masker's chametz. No, I mean, you can't shmir, you want to take the Sugya Seicher, what does it mean masker today? So Zachinu to the Taisa Rosh. Taisa Rosh says Chamira Didei was his chametz on Yud Gimel. It used to be his chametz. It's not his chametz anymore because he wants to be marked to the Seicher. But it used to be his chametz. It's the Rosh L'Shitasai and a triple Rosh L'Shitasai. Any chatzar, something falls into a chatzar, a rental, a masker and a Seicher, and a random item falls into the chatzar. Who's Zeichen at the masker or the Seicher? Anyone has any idea? A random third party's chayfetz falls into a chatzar, the din is chatzar saladim kaina. Who's kaina the item when it's a masker and a seicher? Machlekes Rishayim, Rambam and Rosh, Piksugin and Bab Matzia, not for us, but the Rosh holds the seicher. It's the Rosh Lashit Tosai.
What's the Havin?
What Havin what?
It's not his
Chamira. No, so the Havin was the fact that he used to be Chayav Sulei Kaka. That guy, you have to go back and Chazal last week, sure. No, it's not so much. I said it. Yeah. I don't know. You have to go back and have the Sugya. You have to work out the Sugya again.
He wants to be
He doesn't want. So that was the Makar Chai in Sifkot and Gimel, which was in a few days it was Mar Mekaymus, but upon request, it's a very big stickle, so it wasn't printed onto the paper, but it did say on the top to look at the Makar Chai in Sifkot and Gimel. Tough Lama Zayin, Sifkot and Gimel, Ayin Shom, he talks about it. But this is the system. So again, I just want to set up this rush. The rush says, it's an Ibayit Leif Shita, therefore, quote, the Soicher should do Bittul, and we just explained that, yes, the Soicher could do Bittul, and then here's the crisis, though, and then it ends off as a Safik Durabana Lakula. How could the rush say, Safik Durabana Lakula, if he's coming back now to Safik Durabana Lakula, then I thought the whole sugya was based on that we don't do Safik Durabana Lakula. But I want to say something even starker. We're talking about the Seicher having to do Bedikah here. It's 10 o'clock in the morning on Yudalit. It's after Shabbos. And soon is coming Chatzos. But it's before Chatzos. So he goes to the Rav, the Pnei Yeshua, right? So the Rav tells him, what should he do? If the Masker did Bedikah, you're all right. Can you just find out if the Masker did Bedikah? He's not around, he's not answering, I can't. So then, that's the Shaila. The Rav says, we'll cool him. That the Gemara was Mesilvik, if you say a Chazakah. I want to find a big chiddush. Avada the Seichel should do Bedikah. Does the Oilam know? I'm going to do this. This is going to be the quote for the Zman. Is this Tuf Mem Gimel Beis. The Oilam should know what does it say in Tuf Mem Gimel Beis. In Tuf Mem Gimel Beis it says that if there's a Yid named Shimon that has chametz of a different Yid named Reuven and it's in Shimon's house, so try to get rid of it, and it becomes Shachamishis and it's crunch time, go destroy it. You have to destroy a different Yid's chametz. That's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. We saw that. We agree on that. Why? Why does Shimon have to destroy Reuven's chametz? We're going to do this time and again. The Magen Avraham and the Bach say, it's not a rental. It's not a kadoin. It's just, what? Yeah, so the Magen Avraham and the Bach say, you have to try to help a different yid. He's going to have Baal Yirah. And of course, we know the Gra, we're going to do this time and again, that there's Baal Yirah even on someone else's chametz. But, and the Gra says, that's the big Yisoyk, Shal Choy, Yataroy, Abal Ataroy, Shal Acherim, Shal Nachri, but a different yid you have to get rid of. A different yid's chametz you have to get rid of. Now, the Magen Avraham and Bach / Gra that are explaining this halacha, that you have to get rid of the chametz, because it's somebody's going to have Baal Yirah. But what about if you're in a house, and you don't know if there's chametz, and you just got to this house, you're renting it. You don't live there, Allah Nech Fanagans. And you're renting it from a Jew, you're renting it from a Yid, and you can't contact, I hope this sounds familiar, you can't contact him. Maybe you should have to do Bedikah. The same way the Magen Avraham Bach / Gra hold that if you have chametz yadua in front of you, even if it's not yours, you have to destroy it because it's a different yid's chametz. Maybe you also have to do Bedikah. Bedikah is what? The reason Rashi didn't say it, so Avazaka, we shouldn't do it.
So Al-Bittul, you know that he probably did it already, and you could be Mabatul if the Mugger.
One second. I could assume he already did Bittul. And Al-Sadiqah, I shouldn't be Chashis that far. So to take Tuf Mem Gimel Beis to the next level, you're saying no. Keep it on the first floor. Okay. But again, so let me just set it up again, because what do we for sure have? In Tuf Mem Gimel Beis, what do we have for sure? That if this chametz you do in front of you, a different yitz chametz, avad you amachoy have to destroy it. Like the Magen Avraham and the Bach, because of Arvus. Like the Magen Avraham and Bach, because of Arvus. Like the Gra, because of the Gra. But avad the tiny calls it if the chametz is in front of you. But that you should have to do bedika for that, avada, avada not.
We're going to say if it's something to horizon now?
What? Before you see it?
I got to the rental. I don't know if there's chametz there. I'm assuming whether there's chametz.
But he did bittul. I mean, even if he did bittul, because after he did bittul, I don't know if there's a deraisa anymore. There's a floor, so we have to be worried. And then that is also a grog. But I don't know if that's deraisa.
Maybe if the bdika is that shouldn't come to Baal Yirah, so then you're only burning it for the only destroying organization of Baal Yirah, which was a big problem. Which
no,
was
you,
a big addict.
No, it's destroyed.
It's a big addict.
No, I'm saying that's what you have to do.
So
that's
so cool thing you should do with Dika.
No, I'll, hopefully I won't come by. I'll stay the whole yard. Hopefully I won't come across it.
Because one thing you'd rather have.
Yeah, but for now, my father. Now, the Gemara said that the best solution would have been to ask the Masker. Okay? He is available. You found him. And you ask him, did you do Dika last night? And he says, yeah. And what's the din now?
You're good.
Why are you allowed to trust him?
Yeah,
No, Cheska's kashas originally was that we were allowed to assume that he did the B'tikeh. We don't know if he did. But now I'm asking, how do you know? Why should you believe in which din? I'm not saying that, but which din to believe in? Oh, Erechanam Bisurin. But 1 second, isn't it Chazak Isura? Is Erechanam Bisurin? Is Erechanam Bisurin when it's Chazak Isura? L'chayra, and we're going to talk about it, it's a big machlekes achrayim. Many achrayim hold that a bias is b'cheskas. We said this from the Sha'ar Melech Betzim to explain why you don't trust, why you shouldn't assume he did. Why is it so pashit that... Yeah, because
It's normal. It's
a normal thing. It's not Isura. It's not Asur. And since when Pesach is coming, it's going to be. So well, let me explain it. So the matziv that it was there the whole year, it's considered as Chazak Isura. You know what? There's an important announcement. There's a Ramah in Yoridea. Simin Kuf Chof Zayin. It's going to be in the Maram Chaimis tomorrow. He says that Chametz is not considered as Chazak Isura. And all the Achranim go to town. It's a big tumul. You know what? Let's put it on the table. There's a big tumul. Is the matzah of Chametz considered as Chazak Isura? But let me just elaborate for this detail. If you learn that the Emes Chametz is his Chazak Isura, so why Taka could you trust him? You found the matzah. You asked him. Did you do B'dik? He says, yeah. Why are you allowed to trust him? Erechel is Nemen B'Isurin when it's his Chazak Isura? Why do you have to discuss a bodek in this portion?
The bias has a discuss a bodek, and he
okay, but you have excellent. You have to come on that. You have to come on to that though. L'chayra, I'm always the rabbi say basic. This is important stuff. If you learn, it's a machloek. It's a bavusta machloek. Don't you know this? It's a bavusta machloek. It's the Ramon over there. Kuf Chav Zayin says that a house is not called a chazak yisura. But the Magen Avraham and a whole host of achronim we're going to go into tomorrow. They hold it to chazak yisura. If it's a chazak yisura, why are you allowed to trust the maskir? You asked him at 10 o'clock in the morning, why are you allowed to, whether you did the B'dikah last night, and he said he did. Why are you allowed to trust the maskir?
Because you have a Torah. What?
Oh, because it's not Isser yet. Okay, I hear. What's the answer I'm looking for? No. B'yadoi. There's a big yisoy in the Gedarim of Nemonis that when something's B'yadoi, a person is never, even if it's Chazik Surah. Why is it B'yadoi? Because he could have done B'dikah, no. What? He had the keys. He could have. No. That's a big shiloh. If it's the others, because he could do it now, because he's saying no. He could have done it yet. It's a big shiloh. It's called Biyadil Mafrey. He really wanted to do that. There's a lama called Biyadil Mafrey. And therefore, he's Nemon. Now, 1 second. If you ask the maskir, did you do Bedika? And he says, no, I didn't. Oh, I apologize. Mekach Tois is the next again. Why do you believe him? Well, don't believe him. Don't believe him. Teretz says, it's Vaita B'yadi. You know what was B'yadi? It was B'yadi to put Chametz in. That's even easier B'yadi. He could have put Chametz in. The fact that he could have put Chametz in makes him be Nemon even...
That's
a shout out
for Rosh Yosef when he says it's
B'yadi. Yeah, Avada.
Okay, how do I know there's Chametz? I have Chametz, I don't have to share.
Yeah, Rabbi, does that change if you know there was chametz there?
Yes, like, yes, it does. It does. And there's a chokyakev that we're going to see, but I want to just set it up again. There's a machloikis, Ramah in Yerudea, that Abayis is not ischazik yisura. The Magen Avraham argues and says it is ischazik yisura. And as such, it's going to have the nafkamina if you you're allowed to believe him. So we'll end with this kasha, and then we're going to promise on this also. Let me end it with this kasha, and then we're going to promise. What? No, both ways. It's mavur. It's mavur and the Gemara both ways. If the Gemara conveniently zets a zayin, the maskir is not available. But it's mavur if the maskir would be available on both accounts. If the maskir would be available, I didn't say he did do a bedikah. Why do you believe him? Machlekes Ramah and Magen Avraham. Like the Ramah, why do you believe him? Glat Eirechanan of Yisur. Like the Magen Avraham, why do you believe him? Because of B'yadai. And if he says, I didn't do a B'dikah, why do you believe him? B'yadai. But you have to ask him.
You don't need to come up
if he's available, you have to ask him. The Shaila is... He tells him first where it is. He can.
What it is?
Where? All the WH questions. He gives you the whole list. Yeah, you caught him, he tells you everything. Yeah. But say, that's not true, because then you'll take out that piece, you have to search the rest of the house. That's very nice that he told you where that is, but he's left to search everything else also. And on that, because the other, because he could have put it everywhere. Now, the oyster is what?
He only said the spear, did you check with the other?
Ah, okay. You asked the Maska, did you do a bedika? So before you confuse me, so what did he answer? Yes or no? No. You asked him if he did a bedika.
Yes.
He says, ah, yes, I did, but I did leave one loaf of bread there. Now, does that ruin it? Ah, okay. Something to think about. I hear. The Achronim talk about when you shech the behema, there are yud ches treifes that possibly could be that may make the animal treif. There's a whole list of different holes in different evarim. There's a whole parak about it. Do you have to ask? Do you have to check? Or could you just rely on chazaka? A lot of times we shech the behema, and we don't go mamish, spend hours and hours checking every single one of the evarim. Why? Chazaka, most behemoths aren't treifes. Right, chazaka. What do you mean? But ask, check, be mavar. What's the rules with this? What's mavur in the Gemara here that Nesa come under the Shaile? That it's mavur, you're supposed to ask. What's the deal over here? And this has to do, you know, with what we're talking about. That over here, the bias was ischazik isura. A behema wasn't. I'll explain. Okay. What? It was chametz all here in the house.